Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 23rd. The export sales will be released tomorrow due to the holiday on Monday. Overnight, we had March corn up a half a cent at 674 and a half. March wheat up a penny and three quarters at 738 and a quarter. And March beans steady at 1539 and a half. The Ag Forum came out with corn acres at 91 million acres. That's up 2.5 million acres. Wheat acres up 3.8 million acres. And beans unchanged at 87.5. The carryouts are looking for 608 on the wheat. That's up a little bit from this year. The corn up significantly at 1.89. And the beans up considerably at 290. Now, some people are saying because the bean acres were unchanged and they didn't move up a million acres, so that's a little bit bullish on the beans, but I look at the carryout at 290, and I think new crop beans are probably priced too high out here. Certainly new crop corn, in my opinion, is priced too high. We're looking at more rains in Argentina today, and then we get dry again, but, you know, there's more and more of these pop-up showers coming. I think they're in better shape than most would want to admit. I think these late rains have really helped their soybean crop out there. Yesterday, Egypt did buy that 240,000 metric tons of Russian wheat at cheap prices. So we still have the problem out here of, you know, just a lot of competition. And I just don't see that the wheat market is going to be able to sustain this, picking up all the acres that they did, if that's indeed what gets planted out here. Now, the crude oil is up 131. That pushed the bean oil up about 43 ticks overnight. The meal stocks look like they're going to be huge at 54.5 million metric tons. That's a big number. So my guess is with the funds long meal and short oil that we could see the funds coming in and selling meal and buying oil today. The weather here in the U.S., obviously we had big storms across the northern tier states, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, getting heavy snows. Illinois was maybe supposed to get some snow, but it had to be in the very northern counties that got just a little bit. It was mainly ice. South into Cook County here, we had mainly rain, a little bit of ice, but not too bad. The rest of the country certainly has picked up some good moisture, with the exception of southwest Kansas, which still remains dry. So, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to open up here, but I would think the pros would want to sell new crop and maybe buy old crop against it. But I just don't see anything particularly friendly in these numbers. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.